Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're playing the best of 2020. Different things, different appearances, different guests, different conversations we had. And I got to be careful because you were so busy in the past year, probably one of your most successful years ever with Scott and Patty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a wonderful year. Well, this whole Zoom interviewing thing is a whole new dimension.
Right?
Now, I'm usually interviewing people up close and personal, which is not good for COVID, I guess. That sort of killed that career. And yeah, where I'm sort of
the shame is, you just got that career going.
Yeah,
killed the career without killing you, so that's okay.
I love talking to superstars who are close talkers as well, and a lot of like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We would do interviews 2 inches apart from each other. We'll never do that ever again. But now I have to do these interviews over Zoom, zooming into their living rooms, which is interesting as well, and you get to learn a different side of them as opposed to sort of being right in front of their heads, which could make them nervous.
You know, when I see one of those interviews on TV, I have problems because I can't concentrate on what they're saying. I like to look at the books behind them and the pictures. That's what I do.
That is so you.
I'm so busy looking and seeing what they got going on at the house.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you become such an expert in interior design, don't you, Scott? You're like, yeah, that's really good.
He notices stuff like that more than most people do. He notices what people are wearing, what they've done to their hair, what their house looks like.
If they're losing their hair.
No, I don't know. I don't bother.
If they've had a facelift. You're too much.
It's so funny. I was watching The Voice. Did you watch any of The Voice last night?
No. I was watching football. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
he's a manly man.
I watched football also, Brad. Until the halftime. Anyway, I was watching The Voice, and Blake Shelton and his current girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, did a song.
My current girlfriend. They're getting married. They're fiancés.
Fiancé.
Thank you.
So I believe that she's had some work done, but whoever did it was very, very good.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very, very
good. I actually looked that up the other day. Funny you should say that. Before and after plastic surgery, and they popped up pictures of her.
There you go.
And the difference, and it's so subtle and so beautiful. You know, hats off to her.
Take a quick look when you see the president-elect turn his head. If you look at the side there by his ear. You see that little line?
This is
see,
what he
Patty?
Does. Yeah.
Anyway, Brad, who did you victimize this week on Zoom?
Well, this is a great honor to talk with C.C. Sabathia, one of the great New York Yankees.
And, sure.
He's got a documentary on HBO. It's going to be on next Tuesday evening. That's the 22nd of December. And it's going to be, you know, it's incredible. It's called Under the Grapefruit Tree. And it's a story of his youth growing up and then his relationship with his father. And it leads to, you know, his addiction and overcoming it.
He used to tip a few, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It's very hard hitting the elements in this story about that and how he hit rock bottom, how he came back. And he's such a friendly, fun, upbeat guy, CC, a top fella that lives in Alpine, New Jersey.
Love that.
You know who used to live there when Eddie Murphy first hit?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie had a nice place over there. The
yeah,
whole
a little
place.
After he first hit because he had a beautiful place there.
Brad, he had this beautiful house, and he had a white baby grand piano, and the whole house was done in white.
Yeah,
everything.
Gorgeous.
Rugs, walls, sofas, everything.
Well, CC might have bought it from him. It could be CC's house. He's got a beautiful, beautiful home there.
Let's find out what CC Sabathia's got going with Brad Blanks.
CC Sabathia, how are you, mate?
Good, how you doing?
Yeah, awesome to talk with you. Look, I'll tell you, this documentary you made, you've opened yourself right up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, obviously me going into rehab was such a public thing in 2015. I thought it'd be even better to be able to expand on that. You know, it's cool that HBO was able to pick it up and really do a great job with it. And I'm just excited that it's airing on HBO. Like, to say that I have a doc airing on HBO is pretty cool.
Yeah, people will be able to think of, like, Tony Soprano and now CC Sabathia.
Right? For sure.
Yeah, two New Jersey legends, right? Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm watching this, and obviously, you know, following the New York news, we knew how tough it was for you in 15 and making that decision to go into rehab. But leading up to that, it's more about your relationship with your father, which was quite emotional.
Yeah, it was. And you know, I feel like my dad gets the bad rap in my story for the most part. The people always like to paint me as being raised by a single mother and all these different things, but that really wasn't the case. You know, my dad was a huge part of my life. And, you know, I really think if he doesn't pass away in my early 20s, I'd never end up in rehab.
He would have been so proud of you, right, with that first game for the Yankees when you pulled on the uniform?
Yeah, I hope so. Since the time I was 12, 13, 14 years old, that's all he ever wanted me to do was pitch in Yankee Stadium and pitch in the Bronx and pitch in pinstripes. I didn't really get what that was. You know, I didn't really get to feel the magnitude or, you know, how big that would be until I actually got here. And put on the pinstripes, and then I was like, oh, okay, this is what he was talking about.
And we see you dress up as Yoda. For a moment there, I thought you were Shrek, Yoda. Yeah, I get Shrek all the time, mate. And I'm like, there's a brother in me, us big guys, you know, big heads, happy faces. I get Shrek all the time. Yeah,
it was Yoda, yeah. That was a fun moment. So the doc is really full of these great moments from you know, pretty much all of my career. But it just really tells the story of me and my dad's relationship and really the reason why I felt I ended up in rehab.
And at the end of the day, you come across with some great truth, which I loved about it.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I mean, everything about it is real. Under the grapefruit tree. I mean, that's what I did up until I was 13 years old. I pick up grapefruits off the ground and throw them at a folding chair. So just everything about it is authentic. So I'm just super excited for people to see it.
And that grandma of yours, she said, he's not doing any chores.
Nah, he's a baseball player. Yeah. She knew too.
She should be a scout, right? That woman. She's awesome. Thanks, mate.
No problem. Thank you.
CC wow. Sabathia, what a great laugh he's got.
Yeah, just a warm, sweet person. Wow.
Yeah. How about that? He used to throw grapefruits at a lawn chair. Is that what he
folding
said?
Chair, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And wow. and when he and at his grandma's house, all the other cousins had to mow the lawn and that. And they said, why isn't CC doing any work? And she goes, he's going to be a baseball player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.